Welcome back, one and all, to the R Outdoors portion of your weekend. I am your host, Nick Simonson, outdoors writer with my materials online at newsdakota.com and dakotaedge.com. We are looking here to the middle of March. You're about to get a little bit more real estate in your daylight as you get out there and explore after work. We got daylight savings time tomorrow, so we want to be aware of that, getting you that extra hour out there in the evening so you can have some fun and start catching some fish. And that's what this weekend's focus is going to be, on all of those great activities that come with this shift in March. March Madness, March Mayhem, whatever you want to call it. There are so many things going on in the wild world around us that I want you to be aware of, because there are signals there that kind of coincide with all of the great fishing that comes and all of the fun that you can have once that snow is gone, once the ice breaks up and those waters open up to you from those rivers and ponds to start on up to your favorite big lake. So we're going to look through all of those today. We're going to walk through some of the things that we see and some of the steps that we have to take and some of the timing that occurs out there in the wild that allows you to get in and get on some of these fun and memorable opportunities. Some of the best fishing you'll ever have in your life can happen late in the month of March, in the beginning of April, early May, and there are so many different species of fish that will time out to provide you with those great opportunities across the state of North Dakota and around the upper Midwestern region. You're going to have so many different chances to get out there, whether you travel to Minnesota or Montana or into South Dakota, a lot of different places to have fun. But we're going to focus on how this spring, especially the one setting up before us, is going to impact what's happening in the wild world and how your fishing opportunities are going to lay out as you get set, as you get your rods ready, get that new line on, make sure all your hooks are sharp, make sure your lures are ready to go, and your tackle box is fully stocked. So after the break, we're going to talk more about our spring signs and how things are laying out for the best fishing of the year. So stay tuned. Welcome back to the show, everyone. It's March Madness. It's March Mayhem. It's March Mastery for you as you're getting out there, keeping tabs on all of the different things that are happening in our outdoor world. And we're looking first at signs of spring. We're looking for those cues in the world around us that are setting things up and getting things moving towards the places that we want to be. That first run of pike, that first run of walleyes, all of the great fishing that comes between now and the end of May, taking advantage of all the fun spring happenings. And number one, if you saw it last week, hopefully you're seeing it in your area, Canada geese are on the move, and all geese species are on the move right now. If you haven't visited ducks.org and watched their migration tracker, you need only look at the sky. But if you want to see what's happening in the world around you, ducks.org, Ducks Unlimited, has a great migration tracker up and down. So if you're looking in the fall, it's telling you where those ducks and geese are moving. And then this time of year, it also tells them how they are moving back. So that's one of our big signs of spring. Keep your eyes to the skies. There's nothing more satisfying and reassuring that spring is on the way, especially this year, having this little bit of early spring here, with those geese moving through, honking in the air, especially on that great sunrise. You get a nice warm sunrise where things are calm and you can hear them from miles away. It's fun to look up at the sky and see those birds that you haven't seen in 2 or 3 months. Another thing you're seeing too, you're going to start hearing it in the morning. If you're out in the country, you're going to hear those pheasants crowing. If you've got an area of habitat where those roosters love to hang out and they've made it through this winter, which wasn't particularly rough, you're going to hear them now crowing. And you're also going to see them start strutting. You're going to see them start getting a little more aggressive. Those big red patches on the sides of their face are going to start swelling up. That all comes with the change in photo period. That all comes with the change in the seasons. And those pheasants are going to get out there and get a little more active, and you're going to hear them, you know, right around dawn and into that first hour of the day, and then again at evening. You're going to hear those pheasants out there. Those roosters are going to start cackling and crowing and getting their territory staked out, and then if they get a little close to one another, you might happen on a little battle. You might see a little spur fight going on. So that's another one of my favorite signs of spring. You see them a little more prominently along the side of the road, your favorite gravel stretches, along those stretches of habitat as well. That is what you want to be looking for. You know spring is coming when you hear those roosters start to crow. And then what's the other thing we're always looking for? Where is that first robin? It's got to be soon. I have not seen one yet. The earliest migratory robin I think I've ever seen in North Dakota was February 27th, one year, a couple years back. Usually about this time of year, you're going to see them coming in mass. You're going to start hearing them in the mornings. You're going to hear that chee, 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 sitting up on your neighbor's rooftop or in the tree outside, watching for that first robin, listening for that telltale song. You're going to get amped up for spring. Those are kind of the signs that we see. And of course, finally, coincides with the hunting season as well. You're going to see those tom turkeys start to strut. You're going to see them get out there, get aggressive, get those fans up. If you're wandering the hillsides, or maybe you're staking out your favorite hunting spots for the upcoming season in April and May, you want to keep your eyes peeled for those toms. As they get a little more aggressive, as they get a little more active, you might start hearing them gobbling here in a couple weeks as well. Get ready for that. Those are our signs of spring. When you've checked all four of those boxes, you can be pretty sure that spring has settled in on the region. And that's always a great thing too. If you are looking to fish with so many great runs and timing everything out is so very important for the most success and for the best fishing that you can work in. Now, obviously, if you get some spring rain, if you get a snow and a melt, that is going to charge up those feeder creeks, those rills, and those gullies that are dumping water into your favorite flow and onto your favorite lake, breaking up the ice, particularly on the latter over time. But in the meantime, we're going to have some warm temperatures. Looking ahead to next week, we're seeing temperatures 50s, 55, 60 maybe even at midweek. You're going to have to brace for impact there and make sure that you are ready to go, because that is going to start spurring those runs first of northern pike. Northern pike are the ones that are going to stage early. You may have some opportunities under the ice on those thicker lakes. Target those back bays. Target those creek areas that kind of feed in. If you're thinking Lake Ashtabula, that Bald Hill Creek is always a fun one to explore when you're looking for those pre-spawn pike that are making those runs up into the shallows, okay? But when you're looking again towards walleyes, you might find them now as those waters break open. If you check out newsdakota.com, we've got some stories about targeting dam areas. That is where that water is going to break the ice up first. Hit those holes underneath the dam as well, moving yourself downstream as the real estate allows you. As that ice floats away and breaks up, that's where you're going to want to explore right now to find those fish before they make their spawning runs. Those are just going to intensify March into April as that water warms up and we get to those ideal temperatures for those walleyes to spawn. So get out there and explore it. We go pike, we go walleyes, and then I often like to think that after that, the crappies are going to start making their moves. You're going to get those crappies coming up into those shallow areas. If you're a fan of fishing western Minnesota, or maybe you got the Jamestown Reservoir, you want to target those shallow areas where there's been some underwater vegetation, those pencil reeds from last year. If you're exploring that Detroit Lakes area, that's where crappies are going to go at the end of April or early May to set up their spawning stakes. So get that figured out. Target those areas leading up to the shallows as the water warms. If it's not quite warm enough to set up for the spawn, those crappie are going to hold off those breaks. You might see them make those forays in, and if a cold front comes through, it's going to bump them back out. So as we transition through spring here into mid-April, late April, that's where you're going to find those crappies. But once that water warms up enough, typically the first couple weeks of May, boom, that's where those crappies are going to be, up in those pencil reeds, up in that old vegetation that they had last summer. It's still going to provide some structure and some cover, and it's going to allow those males to create their shallow spawning beds where the females will join them shortly. And then after that, I like to put it on the smallmouth bass to keep things going. If you're on a river like the Cheyenne, or you're exploring one of them smallmouth lakes around the Jamestown area, you're going to have a lot of opportunities to target those bass as they move up shallow and start making their beds as well. Now, they're going to clear off gravelly stretches. They're going get a nice big dish about the size of a silver platter that you would serve, you know, any barbecue food on or a fancy dinner. You're going to have about a 2 foot wide dish that they're going to clear out and wait for those large females to come up. Now, that's typically at the end of April, and then I like to go all through May, and then sometimes even right up to around Father's Day, you're going to find those big females moving up in the shallows to spawn. It's a longer process, but that's a good thing because it gives you a chance to get on those super big bronzebacks and have a ton of fun. It's one of the best fish to fish for. The bite typically starts that first or second warm stretch in April. Once things start to warm up, smaller fish will come up, big fish right behind them, and you're going to have a blast catching those big bronzebacks, whether you're throwing jigs, tubes, or those crankbaits, those jerkbaits, getting them in there, getting some activity going. Those smallmouth are going to crush about whatever you throw at them because they are so very aggressive this time of year. Let's wrap it all up. Let's think Memorial Day. I know we're a couple months ahead of ourselves, you know, that mid to late May, but that is largemouth bass time. Those fish are pre-spawning middle of May on up through Memorial Day and into early June. That's when you're finding those big bucket mouths up shallow, that thick sloppy stuff, or under those emergent lily pads, or in those areas of structure like fallen timber. Maybe you might have some dock pilings in those areas. That's where largemouth bass are going to set up as we get through spring. So timing this all out, I want you to be safe. I want you to be cognizant of aquatic nuisance species. As you move from lake to lake or river to river, especially if you're looking at that southern stretch of Lake Oahe and the Missouri River, or you're fishing the Cheyenne, or you're fishing Twin Lakes, you want to be aware there's zebra mussels and other nasties out there. Clean drain, and dry. And remember to wear your life jacket as well. That water's cold. If you hit it, you need to stay afloat. Life jacket for you and everyone else on your craft. Keep this in mind. Keep your eyes peeled for the signs of spring. Get your rods ready for all of those different species. And I know you're going to have a ton of fun out there. Be safe, be cognizant of aquatic nuisance species, and protect the resources and yourself while you're out there. And if you do, I'll see you in our outdoors.